The following has been approved for all audiences by the editor. Thank you for choosing Practical Distributism. The basic premise of distributism is that both economics and politics are subjects of ethics because both exist to serve the common good. This is different than the usual conservative and liberal dichotomy. Distributism is economics as though families matter. This podcast is an audio version of the main site at practicaldistributism.blogspot.com. If you like this content, please subscribe, like, and share. Now, on to the article. Where Are We Headed? By David W. Cooney, published on the 29th of June, 2021. Western democracies like to consider themselves as the bastion of freedom, especially the United States. Even beyond that, the people in Western democracies are taught and believe that Enlightenment liberalism introduced freedom to society as never before, again, especially in the United States. Ironically, an actual examination of the pre- and post-revolutionary governments reveal that this was never actually true. As libertarian John Attarian points out, quote, "By every measure, our government is more tyrannical towards Americans than King George's at its worst," end quote. From its beginnings, our federal government had more power to trample out freedoms than the English monarchy. As the English Parliament gained more direct power over government, it also increased the power it had over the English people. While we have not yet gone quite as far as the Soviet Union, China, and other socialist regimes, Western democracies have relentlessly increased their totalitarian powers over their subjects. As we move further away from any form of subsidiary dispersion of power in our societies, we should ask ourselves where we are headed. In the last year, this trend towards the centralization of power to a tyrannical level has become plainly evident. While many people are still wondering if we can ever get back to normal, we need to recognize that our society is based around strong centralized authorities that can dictate policies and ruin livelihoods with impunity, and it has been that way for some time. This change has been incremental, mostly consisting of small increases of power here and there over the last century. As citizens, we have become acclimated to relying on the highest levels of government to address our problems, even if they are essentially local ones. There is hardly an aspect of our daily lives that is not subject to some form of control from state and federal authorities. If we look back at the health scare we've been through for the last 15 months, we can also see how the majority of our society has passively accepted the idea of turning over their lives to authority figures. Even when the individuals don't have any real authority, we have been conditioned to treat them as such. Just looking at the scientific argument that was attempted, it became clear that only those scientists who went along with the other accepted authorities would be accepted. Equally credentialed scientists who disagreed and attempted to present evidence to back their claims became lumped in with the deniers. As deniers, they became ostracized, banned from news and social media platforms, and the majority of our societies just accepted it. I don't deny that there was a significant portion who didn't, but it is undeniable that, at the same time police powers were used to crush our freedoms, there were also a lot of citizens who were more than happy to report anyone who didn't comply with those authorities. The commissars of the Soviet Union would be proud. Is it any wonder that there are some who now refer to the United States as the USSA? We were initially told to lock down for 15 days to slow the spread of the virus so our healthcare facilities would not be overburdened. As that 15 days came to an end, the lockdown was extended, just to be safe, because the virus was still out there and work had begun on a vaccine. As 15 days became 3 months, the reason we remained locked down was that no vaccine was yet available. After 9 months of being locked down, vaccines were getting emergency approval. This means they had not been fully tested, and some of these were types of treatments that had never been given to humans before. but we just need to trust our authorities, the politicians and their scientist partners who govern us. Over the course of 9 months, it became increasingly clear that our government was not going to let us get on with our lives until at least the majority of us had submitted to these vaccines. Discussions were had, and are still being had, about using vaccine passports, where citizens would need to prove their vaccination status on demand anywhere they go in order to prove they were allowed to do whatever they were doing. Vaccinations are generally accepted in our society, but there are some who don't want them. People who refuse to get vaccinated do so for various reasons. Some for religious reasons, some because they don't trust them because they are only really tested by the corporations who make them and have large financial interest in getting them approved, and still others believe that ingredients in the vaccines cause other health issues. Naturally, the officials say that this has been discredited, but it also seems that parental testimony on the sudden changes in the behavior of their children is just being ignored as unscientific. Regardless, these people are in the clear minority because we are just so trusting of our central authorities. However, many who are very accepting of vaccines have reservations about these specific ones that were developed in a rush and have yet to be fully tested. Unfortunately, the drive to get as many people vaccinated as possible, as quickly as possible, is likely to interfere with the standard method of testing. They are eliminating the control group that is an essential part of clinical trials. While this is going on, government is continuing to exert authoritarian power over its subjects. If you had tried to convince people at the very beginning of 2020 that governments would be doing what they have been for the last 15 months, they would have laughed at you and called you a crazy conspiracy theorist. The state of Oregon currently requires churches to either have everyone masked or verify the vaccine status of those attending in person. The same requirement applies to businesses. In Washington State, the guidelines not only seem to require employers to use some sort of vaccine passport, but if the various distancing and masking rules were actually implemented in any organization, they would result in the involuntary revelation of vaccination status, which should be a violation of federal HIPAA laws. April Moss, an on-screen personality for CBS News, has gone public about this. She claims that her station's policy of segregating employees based on vaccine status had the effect of revealing her vaccination status. She tried to work through the corporation's human resources department to no avail, so she decided to go public. Lawmakers and media are actively warning people that they can get fired if they don't get vaccinated. This essentially makes businesses proxy agents of the governments to enforce what the state may not be legally able to do itself. As distributists have said for 100 years, big business and big government go hand in hand. It is getting clear, as some have said all along, that those who don't submit to vaccination are being reduced to second-class citizens, not allowed full participation in the freedoms of society. On the other hand, both government and businesses are telling people that having proof of vaccination will be needed. There is also a strong social pressure being exerted to convince people to get vaccinated. This social pressure includes government, businesses, news organizations, entertainers, and sports figures. This social pressure is being exerted at all levels. Washington State has implemented a lottery to bribe people to get vaccinated. Only the vaccinated are eligible to win. Some businesses are offering perks and rewards to those who can show proof of their vaccination. Nick Laughlin shows us how desperate we should be to get vaccinated with a song called Gimme 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 a Vaccine Appointment, calling on Joe Biden to hear our prayers for vaccines as apparently the only means of deliverance from wearing masks and being locked down. James Corden, Ariana Grande, and Marissa Jarrett Winoker team up to show us how wonderful life will be when we're vaccinated, praising Joe Biden and Anthony Fauci for making it possible for us to be free and finally be able to hug our families with a song called No Lockdowns Anymore. News and variety shows make sure to show us celebrities and public figures who get vaccinated. Why is all of this being done? Because in the land of the free, we can tolerate many things, but not the refusal to comply with our masters. So, for example, when there are a large number of healthcare workers who refuse to follow directions and get injected with an untested vaccine, as reported in the New York Post in January of 2021, something, anything, and everything must be done to get compliance, even if it means firing them or leaving them no choice but to quit, like the hospital workers in Houston, Texas. This is where we are headed. There is a strong effort to enforce compliance. The pressure is coming from the highest levels of government, from the news media, and from all kinds of public figures. This is only possible because the political and economic power of our societies has been increasingly centralized. This is not a problem of just one of the two major political parties in the U.S. The lockdown was implemented during 9 months of one party's administration and has continued through the 6 months of the other party being in charge. Governors of both parties enacted and maintained the lockdowns in their states. In Ireland, all of the major parties are in lockstep on this issue. In the United Kingdom, both of the major parties are in agreement. The only real solution to this is subsidiarity, the decentralization of government authority all the way down to local communities. We can stand up to our local city council if it tries to shut down our livelihoods. The only reason that cities got away with it over this last year is that they knew they had the political and law enforcement backing of the state and federal governments. As I explained in the article, Is Small Government the Worst Government?, you have much more voice and impact on your local government than you do over your state and federal governments. What we need is distributism. Thank you for listening. Practical Distributism can be found at practicaldistributism.blogspot.com. If you like this content, please subscribe, like, and share. If you are able, please consider becoming a supporter at subscribestar.com/practical-distributism or at anchor.fm/practicaldistributism/support.